ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Greggeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
Happy Hump Day. Welcome into Greggeth and Hooks on Leakin Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480, alongside Bill Hooks and Willie J. I am Nick Greggeth, and we're hanging out with you till 11 o'clock. Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us. Hopefully you're having a fantastic start to your day. I know we are here at Greggeth and Hooks. What up, big man? How you doing?
Boy, it is Hump Day.
It is.
And it's nice out.
So you golfed yesterday, right?
No, you didn't. I did not.
Okay, wow. Shocked face.
Work.
Bill was working yesterday. Because I was wondering, because it was windy.
Yeah, I don't do the wind.
There was a lot of people golfing, and I was thinking, man, I'm going Friday, by the
way. Nice.
If you're in or around the vicinity of Pioneers on Friday, between like noon and four, the safest place for you is on the greens.
Or 50 yards in front of you.
No, that's right where I hit it.
Oh, is it 50 yards? I didn't know if it was that.
I don't even know if it's that, but the second hit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, eventually I'll get there.
Yeah.
But the safest place is on the greens, because that's the only place my ball does not travel. Yeah. Okay?
It eventually gets there.
Eventually. But even then, usually it's a little runner. So you can see it coming easy. But so, Friday. God, I can't wait. I'm going with my neighbors. I've never golfed with these guys.
I think that's the stretch of beautiful weather.
Yeah, and they all keep saying, dude, I suck at golf, though. And I'm like, I bet you don't compared to me. God, is this our last beautiful week, you think? How's it looking? Because there are so many people getting out doing stuff. My wife conned me into climbing up the tree tomorrow and trimming like 30 feet in the air. I'm going to trim some branches out of this tree, trees.
Good job on falling for that.
I'm going to die. Yeah, falling is the key word there.
Thursday, 73, 76. Friday, a little windy, 71, 69 on Sunday. But it's not bad. Mid-50s next week.
Did you guys hear how excited he was to say it was 69 on Sunday?
I stretched it out.
Woo-hoo! So we got a lot to get to on the show today. I'm quite excited about this. We might have to play because it's Wednesday. Do we have to play 10 seconds?
Yes.
All right. Is it Hooksy's turn?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, okay. It is.
And then I'll go next week.
All right.
So we got Hooksy this week.
I'm ready.
So we got to think of some topics. If you guys haven't played this game, it's a lot of fun. We'll do this probably in hour number two. I don't know. We'll see when.
Cool.
But we'll give away, I think, five. So if we do five of these, how many are you losing?
Four,
you got one?
I don't know.
Willie J right now is sitting at, if I remember right, 0-3-3?
Yeah, something. I thought
you might have been one, 3-2.
I think
maybe.
I got one win.
Yeah, you're
Dane
one,
got
three,
one
two.
Win, right?
Dane is 1-0. No, yeah, no.
One and one.
Because he didn't, yeah, or two, I don't remember. But this game is pretty fun. Off air, we'll ask Bill some questions, and he has 10 seconds to get as many of whatever the topic mm-hmm. is it is. Then you come on the show, I ask you, then we'll replay Bill back. If you beat Bill, you're going to win some tickets. Are you smarter than the Chicken King? That's what we're playing
easily
on the show. That'll be the game. But there's a lot of news going on, and we'll kick this off baseball-wise.
Yeah, buddy.
How about the Nationals? Nationals are going to the World Series, and there's a chance Bryce Harper, do you have the audio?
He might be there.
I'm throwing this. Bryce Harper might have been a prophet before the season.
Yeah. Kidding.
You were talking about earlier. You were talking about hitting someone in the face with a golf ball. I got the best idea for a drop, but I'm a little late on it.
You hit that guy. He shouldn't have been standing there.
For you.
Hold on. Really quickly.
What's up?
Did he not just hear that I threw? And I even asked him if he had it.
No, I'm sorry, man. I wasn't listening.
Hold on.
You caught me right in the middle.
Did I just?
Hey, here's Bryce Harper.
I said, I think it was something along. We need to replay it.
Oh,
will you go
God.
Go get the last, like, I ask you a question and
I'm
I toss
so sorry.
You. You got to replay that audio so you hear how absurd this was.
I'm so God. Sorry.
That was so
You go get up. It right now.
All
and
right.
then and tell me when you have all the way through to your response.
Oh, man. That's
Wait till you hear this. What just
so,
happened?
Gee, that was like beautiful radio.
That was like my entire college career. Like,
I mean,
the whole, they
like
taught us
30,
me.
In like 10 seconds.
And he was watching some golf video.
Well, at least he wasn't playing the Golf Clash.
Our show sucks so much. Like, wow. Wait till you hear this. When you hear what happened that you are oblivious to, like, you'll be, this is going to be the first time Willie J's heard this. Because he wasn't listening earlier, that's for sure. But while he's getting that audio, because this is going to be glorious, the Nationals sweep the Cardinals. Did the Cardinals even show up, by the way?
No. Not even close. Well, the bats for sure. That Nationals starting, the pitching in general, completely shut down that Cardinal offense.
Nationals do make it to the World Series. And what I was referring to in this audio you're going to hear in a minute is that Bryce Harper accidentally, if you guys remember, during his introduction press conference, said that he was really hoping to bring a World Series to Washington. Do you have the audio?
Yeah, I have it.
Here, play it.
Okay.
Play, this just happened. There's a lot of news going on, and we'll kick this off baseball-wise.
Yeah, buddy.
How about the Nationals? Nationals are going to the World Series, and there's a chance Bryce Harper, you have the audio?
He might be there.
I'm throwing this. Bryce Harper might have been a prophet before the season.
Yeah.
No. Keep playing it.
Keep going. We're waiting.
Why?
I want to hear your response and then the awkward, how long the awkward silence was. And you're oblivious
might
to all
been
this.
A prophet before the season.
Yeah. Kidding.
You were talking about earlier. You were talking about hitting someone in the face with a golf ball.
What
I got
in the
best
hell
idea
was
for
that?
A joke. I was making myself laugh because that would have been great context for your golf ball story. But I was just a few minutes late.
There was like 3 seconds of silence, 4 seconds.
I just
and then you were so oblivious to the fact that I just threw that to you.
All right. Well,
will you play the audio of Bryce Harper?
There's going to be big years. There's going to be years that are just okay. And, I mean, for a team, for an organization, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go in. We're going to try to do everything we can to win and play hard and play well. And, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what I want to do. You know, we want to bring a title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street on a freaking...
Bryce Harper!
Whatever.
That was what he was talking about.
Whatever it is. And,
you can stop
have
it.
A trophy over.
They're going to bring a title back to D.C.
They're working on it. They're working on it. Although, did you see, like, the statistics are, if you're the first team to make the World Series?
It's not good.
It's not good.
Well, and they're going to have, like, 10 days roughly left. I don't think it starts until Tuesday next week. Maybe not 10 days. But it's a long
way off. And it's going to be hard for them because they've got, here's the deal. This is a team with so much momentum built up right now. And it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Over that 10-day span. Did you guys see June 1st,
mm-hmm.
This is such an interesting stat, and this is how amazing the season was for the Nationals. On June 1st, the Detroit Lions led the league in losses. Tied with...
You're talking about the Tigers?
Yes.
You said the Lions.
Sorry, Detroit Tigers led the league in losses. Tied with the Nationals.
30.
The Nationals go on to get to the World Series. The Tigers go on to have the worst record in baseball. How crazy is that?
Boy, I don't know, man. Baseball's a funny sport, man, because you're talking about a guy in Dave Martinez who was the manager, who was on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
They were 19-30 at one point. And here they are, hottest team in baseball, making the run. And they're in the World Series, man.
My brother lives in D.C., and he said it's just nuts.
It's
got
to be bonkers.
Yeah, people are. It gives them a good reason not to pay attention to the debates that were happening last night, he said. So it's very nice. They're all very happy about that going in. Also, the other big news you need to know about that happened last night, Jalen Ramsey finally got his wish. Jalen Ramsey is leaving, and you can't spell Ramsey without R-A-M-S.
Oh, gosh. Sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that is a factual statement.
Factual statement.
Jalen Ramsey's headed to L.A. He will be a Los Angeles Ram. The Rams sent Peters, who they had traded from Kansas City for a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick. They are now sending him to the Ravens for a fourth-round pick, I believe it was.
And a linebacker, too. Mm-hmm. I think you got a linebacker out of that
and
group.
A player also in there. So that is what's happening there with Jalen Ramsey going to the Rams. Here's my question. So they gave up a first this year, a first next year, and a fourth next year, right? Is that too much in your assumption? By the way, if this holds true and they don't trade back into the first round, this will be six consecutive years the Rams have not drafted in the first
round. That's a lot, man. And I'm going to tell you, it's borderline too much for me because those picks – the Rams' first-round picks, I don't know where they land up. They might be okay, but it's borderline. It seems like on paper like it's too much.
We had a tweet come in. It's almost as if Baby Wipes is 30 seconds behind like everyone on the stream. Welcome to the club, Baby Wipes, is what they said. Also, Justin says, and this is a good thought.
That's a great thought.
Hey, guys, since Guns N' Roses was here last night, can you imagine Doc Sadler and Ronnie Green singing Sweet Child of Mine or really any other jam as far as that goes? No, in my heart, like Doc Sadler, Ronnie Green, just probably Bill Moose.
Up in the,
anybody in their 50s and up was rocking their face off last night. To Guns N' Roses, not a hair band, by the way. I will say that till forever. Not a hair band, Guns N' Roses. Some people think they are. Yeah. They had teased hair, didn't sing hair band music.
Not my jam.
I'm surprised that you and your friends didn't go.
No, I had buddies that went.
All the golf group, probably. They're right in that age group.
I don't know how many of those guys went. I know
like you're
JB
like 48
went.
To 62. Right now?
Yeah.
That's you.
I don't know how many went.
Have you guys noticed their lead singer looks like he's been laying in water for like 3 months and now he's bloated? Like, it's crazy. Like, he's just like, have you noticed that? Like, someone needs to ring that dude out.
What do you guys think of everyone thinking that Jalen Ramsey's newborn child is fake?
Probably is.
Well, I'm sure his back injury is better.
No, this can be the fastest healing back injury ever.
That guy, what did he get over? He was sick. Back injury, baby. I mean,
we're going to find out.
My favorite Husker tailback of all time just messaged me, wingback, and said that he and his wife were at Guns N' Roses last night. Wow. He is 50, I believe.
I'm surprised. He's not awake yet, is he?
After he's texting me, man.
Those people, I didn't know if they rocked their face off that way, they could get up.
Yeah. Kelly Prater, look him up. Greatest wingback in Husker walk-on history. They said Axel was, quote, a little out of shape. Do you believe that?
Nope.
No.
A lot. Somebody tell me, I was talking to a buddy this morning, they said that he kept disappearing into like this tent they had on stage, and they couldn't figure out why. A lot of the assumption was he needed to sit down and
rest. An IV?
And get some oxygen. I don't know. Maybe
if
you went.
No way. Is that real?
JB told me there was a tent on stage.
What?
That he would disappear into.
Is he at that age that that's happening?
A tent?
A tent.
A tent.
A tent.
Not like you're a tent, you know, like paying attention.
Yes.
Right. But like, you know.
I thought you were saying something
a
else.
Tent. That's just what I heard.
Weird.
Now, he did a lot of drugs for a long time.
Maybe it was.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Some of these dudes are dropping like flies. And then there's that one dude from the Rolling Stones that is somehow kicking
maybe
still.
If Kelly's listening, he can confirm the tent on stage.
Wow.
That he kept disappearing.
He said
into
it's true.
For random times.
Really?
I know. They couldn't figure out what
okay,
he was
so
doing. But
my,
it was like an enclosed tent.
Can I tell you what I think it was?
Okay.
I think he had a nacho fountain in there. And he was getting a plate of nachos.
Was he up under the cheese? Like,
Yeah, that's what I think. Axel was getting.
So apparently there was this tent on stage that he would like randomly disappear into. And, like, take a break.
I mean, here's the deal. I'm making fun of them, but I would there's, like, three songs I'd love to hear from Guns N' Roses live. Obviously, Sweet Child of Mine is up there. November Rain, to me, is overrated.
Yeah.
That's a... It's like, you know, he's playing the piano, and I was like, man, this song's kind of depressing.
Justin wants to know if is Axl Rose a little out of shape, worse than Val Kilmer?
Oh man, that is good. Like, we could have a poll question on that. Yeah. Who is fatter right now? Yeah. Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer is going to be in the next Top Gun.
How?
I think he's like bedridden or something. I don't know. That's what I thought. Or he's a general, maybe.
Boy, he got big.
Yeah, it happens, man. He's also super rich. So that happens sometimes. Like, you get at one point, you're going to get older and be like, I don't care anymore. And you're going to enjoy that money. Look at Rex Ryan.
Rex hasn't changed.
That's true. Or his twin brother. I don't know. I mix them both up. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got Robin Washit joining the show. We'll talk to Robin Washit. Nebraska, like, quietly, without anybody saying really anything, lost a top 50 player in the nation.
Yeah.
A commit.
He did commit.
And, like, nobody's panicked over this.
But he's all, yeah, and he's already making other trips.
Well, he probably heard what they do at Louisville, because that's where he's going. They were like, cue the strippers, get this guy in here.
They're established.
All right, let's take a break back after.